information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
So, if I was a cancer cell, would I rather be killed off or just re-educated? Yeah, I think that I'm just going to answer that question right now. I think it might be a nice stab, a nice little chance to see if I could actually learn something, be re-educated. We could go definitely into a huger conversation about capital punishment and should we just kill people or can we actually do something to understand and help, you know, and help, you know, change the ways, but we're not going to do that. We are going to talk about cancer cells, though. I think it's really important in this segment to understand what cancer is, how it grows, and, you know, does it just come? Is it the big C where it's like you've been diagnosed and you've got cancer? Do cancer cells happen every day? Do we have anything in our body that is actually at work every day, trying to look out for these little cells that get a little bit aberrant? Aberrant meaning ain't right, right? Mm-hmm. And if there are cells that are there that are ain't right, can we do anything about it? Can we teach them to do different things besides cause pathology? And that means dis-ease.
Yeah. Yeah, Holly, as we're moving on with cancer data, one of two things are just going to have to happen if we're going to make progress. One is when we give a chemical agent to kill cancer, we're going to have to get chemical agents that don't kill the rest of the body at the same time. They're going to have to be very cancer specific. Cancer cells are undifferentiated, meaning that they grow and they never grow up. They stay the potential of something, but they never become what they're supposed to. So cancer,
it sounds a lot like me.
Except we don't want you to grow up. You're funfo, or is it finfo?
Right?
Holly, don't grow. Stay stagnant.
You know, just okay. It's really, yourself. I think it's funny on Facebook. They're like, what city did you grow up in? And I'm like, all I want is a little tab that says I haven't yet.
to be determined. That's good. You know what drives me crazy about this? Do you remember Dr. Dye in medical school, Holly?
I do. Dr. John Dye.
John Dye drove me crazy because he was methodical and slow-paced, excellent teacher, taught us a lot of endocrinology. I like him to this day. But that slow pace is a little hard for my ADHD brain to do. And he would talk about these guided visualizations with cancer. And what he'd say is, rather than thinking cancer of this black poison, think of it as a closed flower and meditate on that flower opening up and becoming its true destiny. And I'd be like, oh, that's beautiful, John, or whatever. But here comes the science. And it's following John Dye. And John, you were right. If I ever didn't tell you that, you're right, because this research team out of University of Ohio published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, very haughty-taughty, we're looking at Mediterranean diet and cancers. And what they found is the apigenin, A-P-I-G-E-N-I-N, from several French vegetables, encourages these cancer cycles to educate and become differentiated into them true cells, into their true cells. And so Dr. Andrea Dosef, there's all of these things. But in essence, it is about the cells becoming what they are by re-educating and doing it. And it's a breakthrough, and it's nutritional.
What? Oh, wait a minute. It is? You're kidding. We're going to use food and nutrition, because as far as I am concerned, food is nutrition. I think if you've ever taken a nutrition class, you understand that it is all about biochemistry, and food is nourishment. That, like, if you look at the word diet in the dictionary, it means habitual nourishment. So are you seriously going to tell me that food can be used as medicine?
I am, and it's been proven over and over. And I do like it. You know, sometimes you see these single ingredients like the apigenins that we're talking about here that can re-educate these cancer cells. And then everybody wants to make a drug out of that one apigenin. But the genius of it is the amount in these foods is delivered at a little bit all the time, keeping our cancer cells in school. And like you were starting to go with, Holly, we do get cancer every day, and we literally excise those cancer cells out and get rid of them. This is a balance that we live in. And what we're doing is we're bringing up the education of these cancer cells real quick, a little bit all the time in all of our cells. And that's the way when we talk about a daily constant positive thing. I believe, Holly, you call that health credits, if I'm not mistaken.
Those are deposits, actually.
Deposits. Sorry. Health deposits.
Credit. Yeah, a credit would be you owe somebody. I think we want to definitely say it's a deposit.
Sorry, to reflexology experience from thousands of years of school and debt. So yes, but they looked at as far as the actual foods. Recommend consuming 5 to 9 daily servings of fresh vegetables to lower the risk of the chronic diseases. And yes, Holly, your kale is involved.
Okay, so when you, like, because that's an important point, because apigenin might sound foreign to a lot of people out there. Yeah. And so we've talked about this many times before. It's basically, it's found in plants. It's a component of food, so plants mostly. So we're thinking about vegetables, fruits, things that, you know, can fall off a tree or be grown from the ground. It's a natural, it belongs to the flavones. So we're talking about those flavone, that class.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yes, I didn't know that. That's in the flavones?
The flavones. Stuff. Yep, the apigenics. And so they're so, so very important. And once again, you get into, I mean, it's amazing, the chemistry of food, the biochemistry of food, and therefore nutrition. The science is there, and we can use this stuff. It's right in front of us each and every day.
Yeah, and we have to apply this. So listeners, what we're talking about, we're not just saying eat your vegetables and wagging our finger at you. What we're saying is that we don't want you to get cancer. This is what we're saying. Cancer is costly. It is a horrible experience to go through. Families, all of that kind of stuff. Yes, we see positive sides of the inspiring parts of cancer that it can do, and we do embrace those things, but we don't want our listeners getting cancer. We want to prevent them. So when you are at the store, are most of your things in boxes, or are most of your things fresh vegetables in little baggies that you can recycle later? Are you eating organic? Are you not? What we are talking about, again, is nobody can look at you and say, if you eat more of these servings, that you're not going to get cancer. What we can tell you is the probability of you getting cancer decreases. That's all we can do with prevention. And we are asking you to make those choices. And with this show, we get the opportunity to reinvigorate and refocus you just in case those nutritional ideas fell off and you're in the chip aisle too much. Time to move a few aisles over or to even a different location and get those fruits and vegetables in.
Yep. Now, it's a great point. I did, there's a new website that's called Starts With You, and I'm completely in line cool. with that because I'm the queen of, hey, you should be your own primary care mm-hmm. provider, PCP, mm-hmm. providing care for yourself. And I did a little ditty for them about trending diets, and gluten-free was certainly one of the trending diets, and paleo diet was one of the trending diets. And I was asked many, many questions, and you can go to Starts With You. It's just not It Starts With You. It's just startswithyou.com, and I'm on the front page right now, and we talked about paleo trends and how people can get it wrong, and I was saying that, yes, you can get it wrong and be nutrient deficient because the paleo diet works great for folks. You know, that's basically staying away from processed foods that we didn't find back in the caveman type times, and you can be nutritionally deficient if you choose to eat bacon-wrapped bacon or just sweet potato fries. Whole thing was you've got to continue to stay plant strong, nutrient dense. And so, sure, please keep listening because we're gonna list off the foods. Kale is one of them. We're gonna list off the foods that a lot of these healthy ingredients, medicinally helpful ingredients, and also evidence-based ingredients, where they can be found. But guess what? You can just use your sense now, the sense that this is organic, this is full of phytochemicals, that means plant chemicals that you know across the board in a very broad range are going to be helpful.
Yeah, it's very exciting information that we're actually locking these specific nutrients into how they're working into the body. And it's even more exciting that we're not asking you to buy a new exciting nutritional supplement. We're just refocusing you on the ideas and the habits that are going to keep you away from the doctor so you can listen to us on your own free time, not while you're sitting in a hospital bed.
That's right. We can educate. We can re-educate cancer cells, and we can use food as medicine to do it. That's basically it. Mm-hmm.